say a word.
Spin cycle.
Spin cycle.
Spin cycle.
Spin cycle.
Spin cycle.
Peter, do you feel a different atmosphere to the room today?
You mean to our studio space?
To our spin studio space?
Yeah, I do feel a difference. It's because we're in a giant mirrored room.
Brightly lit spin class studio.
That's correct.
Just you and I and a lot of empty spin bikes.
Just you and I, spin bikes, a couple of mics. Brian, today we're coming to the people recorded live out of the spin cycle room of the New Balance Fitness Gym here in beautiful Brighton, Massachusetts.
That's where we are.
We're across the street from the giant world headquarters of New Balance here in the new Boston Landing. This is the place to be, man.
Apparently not, because we're the only ones in the whole room.
Well, the class is coming in okay. In a little while. We're right. Going to have to vacate.
They don't know we're in here.
Nope, and you're not ready to take a class yet, are you?
No, but I am spinning. This is I am turning the wheel. That's what I'm allowed to do. I'm allowed to pedal with very little resistance. It's the only real exercise I've gotten in the last 6 weeks. But I have to say, PT has changed dramatically just in the last couple of days for me. I have started doing push-ups.
Yes.
On my knees.
It looked good. I saw you on Instagram, your little movie.
I try.
It was nice that you were upside down. It was like Spider-Man.
I don't know how that happened, but it made it more interesting because knee push-ups really are not all that interesting.
So you can't do a lot of effort right this minute.
I cannot.
What's my excuse?
Well, Peter, the whole gimmick of us on spin bikes now is sort of over. So, Peter, how was your run today?
I ran over the weekend. It was a beautiful run outdoors. The temperatures creeped up over 50 here in New England, and I had a beautiful 5K outside. It was good, man. You know, I'm definitely coming back from...
From what? The Millinocket Marathon?
Yeah, I mean...
Half marathon?
From my back injury, from residue from the... From 2017. Residue from 2017.
Peter, do you think you should be running?
Oh, we're not doing this again. Yeah, I enjoy it, so therefore I do it. I need to be careful. That's a real thing.
All of us do.
And I'm looking forward to the marathon weekend and running the BAA 5K with Tim Sullivan.
Guiding him as best you can.
Let's be clear.
Yes.
He will be teaching me for 30 minutes.
Yeah, how to guide and how to run.
How to do everything right.
That's right.
Because I'll be doing it wrong. But as long as I go in knowing that, I think it'll be worth it. This is the first time, other than the animal walk, where we've recorded in motion. We don't typically do this.
And with good reason. It's difficult.
Well, it's
I can either concentrate on talking or I can concentrate on moving my legs back and forth. This isn't the easiest thing to do. I thought it would just be sort of natural.
I'm going up to two. Hold on.
You're standing up.
I'm going up to two.
This looks awkward.
I'm going out to three. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm going back to one. That's too hard to do with my one hand.
Yeah, just sit down.
Just sit down.
And move your legs. That's all you need to do.
Brian, we should let people know that on Tuesday, February 13th, there's going to be a Love Fest Valentine's Day Greater Boston Area Running Community event to be named later.
To be named soon.
Soon.
At the Heartbreak Hill Running Company and Treadmill Studio.
On Mass Ave in Cambridge, Massachusetts, from 6 to 9 p.m.
We're going to be there?
We're going to be live podcasting from there.
There's going to be classes.
Many running gym classes.
There's going to be post-workout beverages.
Or pre, depending on how you're doing that. There'll be a photo booth. And
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
If you came to the original podcast party last year.
Podcast extravaganza.
If you brave the snowstorm, I'm sure we'll have another snowstorm.
It's a good bet.
It's going to be in February. Then you know how much fun it was.
And we're going to raise a little bit of money for a charity runner running the Boston Marathon at the end of the night. We're going to raffle off money to them that we've raised that night.
Yeah, so if you are running the Boston Marathon on a charity team, come on by, because you will have the opportunity, you will have the chance to win money for your charity to put toward that goal of $6,000 or $7,000 or $10,000 or whatever your required fundraising is for this year's Boston Marathon.
Put a note in your calendar. We'll have more information next week, February 13th. It's Tuesday evening, 6 to 9, Heartbreak Hill Running Company, Running Studio, Cambridge, Massachusetts. See you there or see you be square.
It'll be a safe bet we won't be riding spin bikes.
I hope we're not going to be doing that. Brian, people really enjoyed last week's episode, especially the Millennial Speak section. They found that to be very enlightening.
True dat.
So we might have to get Fast Funny Ellen London to come back and do another installment.
On fleek, en fuego, caliente. How was your millennial today? How was your avocado toast today? How's Fast Funny Ellen London today?
There's a whole litany of words that are being just flung around right now. I don't know what they mean, Brian.
Are you going to tease any of them? Or are you going to?
No, I don't know them. I literally don't know how to pronounce them. I've seen some of them in written form. I think I've heard some of the others. I don't want to be that guy. I'd just rather be taught. Just teach me. How was your run today, Brian?
You're witnessing it right
That's
now.
It. You're doing pretty good, man. Now I've seen Brian's scar, everybody.
Three of them.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Thank you.
But it covers a big area at the same time.
Yeah, you can see why they had to pull the bone out of the socket to get any of the...
I'm going up to two.
The
going
arthroscopic to two. Tools to in.
Nope, don't want to think about it.
Yeah, three little scars covering a wide area of my hip.
Three little scars from school.
Peter, can we go into the medical tent for a minute?
I need a run.
10 cc's of running, stat.
The reason I've asked you here, Peter.
Please.
Is because I'm finally...
How do we get both our bikes to fit in the tent?
We're okay. Still riding. We Go rode ahead. Over to the medical
Go ahead.
After 6 weeks post-op,
yes,
I'm now ready to discuss with you some of the indignities that come with recovering from surgery and lack of mobility.
Do I want this?
I don't know.
Does anyone listening want this?
I feel I need to unburden my soul.
Go for it. Got the mic cord caught in my pedal.
Oops.
That was bad.
You could fly right over the handlebars like that.
Going up to two.
One of the basic things is, well, you know, once I was able to walk around a little bit, but I still was unable to bend my hips or my knees.
Yeah.
I just can't put my socks and shoes on. And I had to, like, get ready for work and then sit in the kitchen and wait for someone else in my household to walk by and say, can you put on my shoes for me? Can you put on my socks? But, of course, that was much later. There was a point at which... I hadn't showered for multiple days.
Sure.
And I needed to take a shower.
Yeah.
Everyone was telling me I needed to.
Yeah.
And I'd been wearing the brace. And the brace is both annoying because it limits your mobility, but it's also very, very comforting because you think that you're not going to injure yourself. Because you're in a fragile state after you have an operation, right, Peter?
Like a nubile baby.
Or newborn, I guess. I don't know how nubile I was.
Like a tender baby. Like a baby after hip surgery?
That's what I was.
Okay. Going up to two.
And I got on my crutches, and I didn't have any clothes on. And I tried, we have a stand-up shower.
Sure.
That just has one threshold to get into. And then we have a bathtub, you know, regular bathtub.
So tall, so
two,
that threshold.
Two different ways.
It's so big.
I was so afraid of it, and I didn't want to bring my crutches in the shower.
No.
And I literally broke down. And Andrew had to take the towel and put it back over me. And I couldn't do it. I was so afraid of taking one step with my operated leg.
That's so sad.
And then you can't get the incisions wet, and there's so much stress on this one event. So finally, we got one of those plastic chairs and put it in the tub.
That's the way to go.
And I slid myself over, and I was just both relieved and terrified at the same time as this was happening. And then you know what else you can't do when you can't bend over?
No.
Can't pull your underwear or your pants on. So I had to, for a month, more than a month.
Free ball it?
Oof. Wow. I'm just saying. We're going to go there?
Some people might just do that.
No, I had to use one of these grabbers. It's like a 3 foot long.
To pull up?
Metal grabber. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I use that for everything. Because I was on two crutches, so I couldn't pick anything up. So if I wanted to carry around a water bottle or a book, you know, I had to have a little bag. It was like, I was really, emotionally, it was difficult on me. I have to say, every time I'd go to the bathroom, it'd be a whole nother experience of how to put myself back together in terms of being clothed and presentable to the public.
And how many weeks were you really in that state? Two full
Six?
Weeks? 2 weeks?
No, it was really 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah, it was 4 weeks.
Of just, could I get a little...
Well, and you get tired of it. Like, you know, I got tired. Not that I wasn't grateful that I was being held. Of course I was.
No, of course you
but
are.
I was getting frustrated with, I still have to ask for this. You know, like, I couldn't get my own ice. I couldn't do a lot of things for myself. And then to ask someone to tie my shoes was just a whole nother level of helplessness.
And now are you doing all those things for everybody else in your house now? Are you paying it all back?
Of course not.
Right. Okay.
I'm just solely focused on myself.
And you need to. You need to heal. This is not at all the same thing. But as you know,
yes,
from last week, I told you I went over to Igor Babushkin's bachelor pad.
Did you look at maps?
I did indeed look at maps.
Nice.
But I also witnessed him use a shoehorn.
Why?
Because he put his shoes on with a shoehorn.
Now, okay, answer me this. Was it a small shoehorn? Because sometimes
Super
they're about...
Long.
Hold on. There's ones that are about 4 or 5 inches, little metal
Which
ones.
Which I think are useless.
They are useless.
No, his was like over a foot long.
Yes.
And he had no problem. He was just like, I've never seen shoes come on and go off so fast.
Well, yeah.
And I want to get one.
Well, were these shoes that do not use laces?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I think that's right. I think they were slip-ons, yeah. Like an L.L. Bean or a
Lands
End.
I don't own any slip-ons.
You don't have any?
I have some Vans, but you're not going to use a shoehorn for your Vans.
No, but it's interesting because I, since my tendonitis issue and all that, and because of the kind of stability I need in my shoes, more often than not you catch me wearing walking shoes or running shoes, even just bumming around the house, right? Except I have a pair of L.L. Bean slip-ons that I love, but they hurt if I wear them too long. I really shouldn't wear them.
So throw them in the garbage.
But I have a love for them.
Well... You know, and we all have love of things that hurt us.
But I could get him on faster with a shoehorn.
So you can be in pain quicker?
Yes.
You have some other issues we need to resolve. Can we go into the psychiatry tent?
There is no such thing.
Dang.
That's what the whole show is.
Okay.
Haven't you figured that out?
Yes, I know. I've been told that many times.
Come on, Bray.
Did get a note from Jeremy, the winner of the second annual Crankle.
You did?
Yeah.
From Chicago, all the way from Chicago. How did he reach you from Chicago? Carrier pigeon?
Carrier pigeon.
Nice.
He re-gifted the Instant Pot to his sister, I think.
Also a runner.
And I think we're going to get a picture very soon. Part of the reason why I'm bringing it up is I want the picture.
Well, I'm excited for you and your Instant Pot and Jeremy's sister.
It's my mom's Instant Pot, but now it's Jeremy's sister. Owns it. Blame the spin bike. It's taken all my S's, all my possessions, my possessives.
My possessive nouns. Verbs?
So, Brian.
Yes, Peter?
This is a horribly short show, but it's because...
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to put the time in. You got to put the miles in.
Well, that's what we're doing right now.
That's what we're doing. And we get a lot of feedback from runners who say, make the shows longer. I need it for my long runs.
And therefore, we're making it much, much shorter.
And
Terrible marketers and
no,
audience
No, I would
readers.
Say we can't do them long every time. We just can't. We could give them 5 minutes of ambient audio of this room.
Not every run is a long run.
Brian, word on the street is we're going to check in with Vinny Cent.
Peter, you know, we've been working on a little sting. I want you to hear it.
Oh.
We'll see. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
Usually we wait till they're all said and done and finished, but let's just throw this out there. I think it gets a flavor of what's going to be going
one?
On.
Did you make one?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
My name is Vinny Cent.
Good morning! Good morning!
Well, that's exciting right there. That is, did you get nominated in this year's Oscars for your editing work on that?
It's not a movie.
Could be.
I guess.
I'm looking forward to the full release of Follow the Scent.
It could be nominated for a Potty Award, the podcast awards.
You know, the HWIRT Potty Awards would be something tremendous.
Makes me uncomfortable to say that word.
P-O-D-D-Y.
I know.
So we'll be hearing more from Vinny in future episodes.
30 cities.
That's a lot of cities.
Pete, you know, I've been totally out of commission, except for a little bit of PT here and there. No, I've been quite consistent, but it's just rubber bands and stuff like that. Been on the bike with no resistance. But you, my fine friend, you've been out for some runs. Have you had an opportunity to come to spin class in the last 8 weeks or so since Millinocket?
I think I've been to one, but not since the new year. This is the closest I've gotten in January.
But you've gone out for runs. Has that been the weather, or just you've decided you'd rather run than come into a climate-controlled class and do a little spin?
Well, it is called How Was Your Run Today?
Yes.
Not How Was Your Spin Class Today?
Well, cross-training is an important component of anyone's fitness regime.
Well, that's true.
Did I say that right? Fitness? Am I allowed to say fitness? As long as I don't say you look fit, right?
I'd like it if you said it about me.
Well, I don't know.
That'd be fine, because I think it's all about the age of the person you're saying it to.
Oh, you mean if I'm saying it to a Gen Xer, then I'm fine.
Correct.
Peter, you're looking very fit on that spin bike.
Watch yourself. I will sue you.
I don't know what I'm saying. Peter, now that we've been riding with no resistance and just having the flywheel spin, are you ready for your class?
Was I supposed to be sitting on the bike? Because I'm just spinning it with my hand.
You're leading the class today. You know that.
The cord keeps getting wrapped up in the pedal.
That's not good.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Movies you've seen recently. Go.
Darkest Hour.
Oh,
Winston Churchill.
Gary Oldman.
Very. It was excellent. It was interesting because it's a film with no love story. Very little violence, if any.
Yes.
No horror.
Yep.
Well, except the horrors of the oncoming World War.
Yep.
But it's just a straight-up drama, and it's awesome. Really, really, really well done.
Awesome.
The acting is excellent. The casting is very good. Costumes, everything. It's just if you enjoy drama, if you like plays, if you like just seeing people act with good scripts, I'd recommend it.
Okay.
We liked it.
And I would urge everyone listening to this, if they haven't already, head on out and see The Shape of Water.
You've been talking this movie up for several weeks, and I have not gone and seen it.
It's just been nominated for 13 Oscars, worth every single one of them. I hope it does well in the final awards.
Did the Millinocket movie get nominated for? Oh, it came out in this year, 18, so it can't be.
It wasn't in cinemas.
Oh.
I think that's what it has to be in New York.
Is that a requirement?
I think so.
Okay.
But I hear Sundance wants it. So Greg will be psyched for that.
That's good.
Brian, we have to clear out because there's a real spin class with actual fit people, and I am using that term right, coming in.
Wait, are they looking through the clear glass door at us?
I feel them. They're afraid to come in because of the microphones.
You feel the youth?
The youth movement. So it's time to say... Hey, go to two. Wait, three.
I'm just going to sit.
Back to one. This has been episode 115?
It is.
Of How Was Your Run Today with Brian Gould, Peter Villa, music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrew Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence.
For information at our next event at the Heartbreak Hill Running Company on... February 13th, and anything else about our program, please go to howisyourruntoday.com or hwyrt.com.
Don't forget to join us every Saturday morning on SatStatChat, located on the Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitter. We just want to know where you are, where you ran, how the weather was, and hey man, or lady, include a sweet, sweet photo. Did you see Lori Stanley giving me some stuff online today, or this week? About if there's no picture, because I never bring my phone with me when I run. so I post after. She says, if no picture, didn't happen.
Lori, you're the best. Special thanks to the New Balance Fitness Club in beautiful Brighton, Massachusetts, for letting us ruin their spin studio.
Yeah, we wrecked it. It's tough.
Wrecked. I'm going to have to check with Fast Funny in London and see if wrecked really means what we think it means. I'm concerned now about everything.
I would be. Brian, heal up some more. You're looking good on that bike.
Bye-bye.
What's up? How's
your podcast?
It's excellent.
It's hard to think.
You're so cool.
Are you running the marathon?
It's hard to think and spin at the same time.
It is. Yeah. Are you running the marathon?
No.
Because we'll interview right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you doing for?
He's healing up from hip surgery, so he can't run.
Yeah, I can't run. So I can only do this.
No. What are you doing the podcast for?
Oh, we do a weekly podcast.
We've been doing a weekly podcast for 114 weeks.
I don't know.
How was your run today?
Because we both got talked into running the marathon in 2015 and then couldn't stop talking about it. So
you still talk about it now, like the marathon?
Well, and all kinds of stuff.